All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, March 21st. Unfortunately, I've not seen any new official information on the stimulus check since yesterday's video. We're obviously still waiting for the IRS to update its website and provide more details on the status of stimulus payments, especially for those of you on Social Security and other federal beneficiary programs. I appreciate seeing all of your comments. It's great to see more and more people getting a payment date. And of course, I'll let you know as soon as I find out more from the IRS and or the Social Security Administration. So let's get into the news. There's not much going on Washington on this fine Sunday, but Democratic Senator and Majority Whip Dick Durbin told CNN today that he may have enough Republican votes to potentially pass the DREAM Act in the current Senate, which would open up a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children. Durbin said, "I've been stopped by the filibuster 5 times from passing it. I had a majority. I didn't have 60 votes. Do I have 60 now? I think we're close. We are desperately in need to rewrite our immigration laws to stop this mess at the border. There has been a lot of talks about removing or at least reforming the filibuster recently, particularly when Democrats feel that it prevents them from passing what they see to be crucial pieces of legislation. And as I've mentioned in a couple of recent updates, Dick Durbin has at least come out against the filibuster in its current form. There may still be some areas where getting 60 votes isn't necessarily impossible, but in a narrowly divided Senate, and in such a bad time for bipartisanship, the filibuster, that 60 vote requirement, can almost completely prevent either side from accomplishing any legislative goals. Obviously, there are a few more moderate Republicans who have been open to crossing party lines on certain issues, right? I'm thinking of Romney, Murkowski, Collins, etc. But finding 10 of those to support a Democratic policy is obviously going to be a challenge. We're still only a couple of months into the Biden administration, but we've already seen how the balance of power changes when the Democrats can't lose even one senator if they need 50 votes, and they obviously need 10 additional Republican votes to overcome the legislative filibuster. A lot of times, the people with the most power have been the Joe Manchins and Kyrsten Sinemas, who can withdraw their votes if they feel the party is moving further to the left, as well as the G20 group, which includes both of those Democrats, as well as some other moderates from both parties. So we'll see how much support Durbin can get for the DREAM Act. But another important thread in the story is the growing impatience among Democrats with the current filibuster system that leads to a 60-vote requirement for most legislation. Now, we know the Democrats will be pivoting toward the infrastructure bill in the spring here, but the rest of their agenda isn't necessarily clear at this time. One issue you might see them take up is gun control, particularly in the wake of the tragic shootings in the Atlanta area in Georgia. And Senator Raphael Warnock told NBC earlier today that we need reasonable gun reform in our country. I think that suggests a distortion in values when you can buy a gun and create this much carnage and violence on the same day. But if you want to exercise your right to vote as an American citizen, the same legislature that should be focused on this is busy erecting barriers to that constitutional right. The House of Representatives actually passed a gun control bill called the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2021 just 10 days ago. It would give the government 10 days to complete a background check before allowing firearm sales. But as with many other progressive House bills, they would obviously face a lot more resistance in the Senate than in the House. And the same goes for the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, which would close certain loopholes for private transactions, including sales at gun shows as well as over the internet. So it's not that there aren't policy ideas here. Most Democrats and even some Republicans would likely support some gun reforms, but the 60-vote threshold makes a lot of this legislation unrealistic in the current climate. And this is the kind of issue that could bring up support for moving the filibuster, because a lot of Democrats feel like this is, you know, a life and death issue in terms of keeping guns out of the hands of potentially dangerous people. Obviously, that's just speculation. I don't know if the filibuster reform movement will get much more traction, but when every piece of legislation runs up against the same obstacle, then I wouldn't be surprised to see Democrats try to revise those requirements at some point, and that could change the whole outlook for the Biden administration. All right, everybody, that's all I have for you today on this fine Sunday here. Obviously, a slower news day than during the week. As I said, not much going on today. Hopefully, we'll get an update on the stimulus check sometime this week from the IRS, and hopefully more of you will start to see a date in the Get My Payment tool. I'm thinking particularly about recipients of Social Security and other federal benefit programs. We're still waiting for that payment date, but as I mentioned at the top of the video, I will, of course, let you know as soon as I find out any more information on that. As always, I want to thank all of you for watching to the end. I really do appreciate your support, and I will see you tomorrow with more videos. Bye-bye.